emergency meeting to discuss Russia's missile strike on a children's hospital in Ukraine. VOA UN correspondent Margaret Bashir covered the meeting and spoke about it with VOA's Flashpoint Global Crisis Program.
We heard from the acting head of the UN Office for Humanitarian Affairs, and she detailed some of the damage to the facility. And she pointed out very importantly that hospitals have special protections under international humanitarian law and international law, and that intentionally directing attacks against them is a war crime. And she urged that the perpetrators be held to account. Russia has said repeatedly that it's not its missile, that it was fragments of the air defense system in Kyiv that hit the hospital. The Russian ambassador pointed to the fact that the NATO summit is getting underway in Washington today. So he's trying to suggest that the Ukrainians have staged this to get sympathy while NATO is meeting.
NATO is meeting Tuesday in Washington with support for Ukraine's battle against Russia topping the agenda. During a White House briefing Monday, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby provided a preview of summit highlights.
You're going to see some announcements on deterrence capabilities, not just with respect to helping Ukraine, but boosting the alliance. You're going to see some announcements with respect to the defense industrial base and how to shore up that and make it more resilient and invest in it more, including in our own industrial base here in the United States. And you're going to see, as I alluded to, some discussion about Ukraine's path to NATO and what that can look like.
Tuesday's summit agenda includes a roundtable on women, peace, and security hosted by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. This is VOA News. The head of the U.N. agency that aids Palestinians said Tuesday the repeated displacement of people inside the Gaza Strip shows there's absolutely no safe